Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning, everyone. Today's program is centred on the subject of UFOs. According to Benjamin Cram, who is widely experienced around the UFO phenomenon, people from other planets visit us on numerous occasions and even live amongst us. We might ask, why would they want to do that? What do they know about our solar system? And is there a blueprint or plan for our evolution? Do we have responsibilities in that regard? Benjamin Cram, in his book titled The Gathering of the Forces of Light, offers interesting insights into their purpose.
Right, and the first question is, in what ways do the inhabitants of our sister planets help humanity? The first thing to understand is that UFOs, unidentified flying objects, may be unidentified by the government agencies, but they are real, they exist, and they have a mission. Without their help, this planet would by now be uninhabitable. There are people on all the planets of our system. The masters of our planet are in touch with the masters of the various planets in the solar system acts as a unit. The planets are not isolated, but are in contact moment to moment, and they evolve together. If one falls behind, as this planet has done, it causes concern for the others. The beings in the UFOs from whatever planet, mainly Mars and Venus, but others too, have a tremendous task in working to eliminate or at least reduce pollution. Pollution is the greatest threat to humanity. More deaths are caused by it than by any other cause. It brings about the breakdown of our immune systems and therefore opens us to all sorts of illnesses to which we would otherwise be immune.
The space people are concerned with making this planet habitable. They go through our skies mopping up and neutralising large amounts of the nuclear waste and the general toxic filth that we pour into the atmosphere. They are not allowed by karma to clean up the planet completely, but within karmic limits they do so. Otherwise, life on this planet would be very painful indeed. More people would be dying than are dying. More people would be suffering from Alzheimer's. And daily we would be more and more asphyxiated. So we owe the Space Brothers a tremendous debt. Another part of their tremendous work for planet Earth is that they are replicating, on the physical plane, their magnetic energy field around the planet. The energy field is made up of flows of magnetic energy, and where these flows meet and crisscross, a vortex or centre of force results. They are replicating that centre of energy in connection with a new technology which will give us unlimited, safe energy for all our needs direct from the sun. The science of light, which is the technology of the future. It is obvious, therefore, that far from being alien, malicious monsters to be feared, as they have often been presented to the public, the Space Brothers are on a spiritual mission to help in every way possible within the laws of karma to maintain the stability and future health of planet Earth.
Next question, what is the nature of the Space Brothers' spiritual mission? Will they be teachers, for instance? Then the answer, they are teachers in a sense. Through Adamski, they have given quite a body of teaching, especially from the Venusian master on the mothership in Adamski's book, Inside the Spaceships. This master's teaching is close to that of Maitreya. It is about the relationship of man to man and man to what we call God, the spiritual nature of all beings throughout cosmos. That is teaching. But they do not come out onto the platform, put out leaflets or write books. Not that kind of teaching. The Space Brothers do not come to penetrate every aspect of our lives. However, they will do what we cannot do and will show us how to do it. For instance, in the fields of the new technology, in the science of light, they will not work directly as our teachers. They have their own evolution and we have ours.
The next question, somewhere in the Bible, it says something about chariots of the gods. Would this be a reference to UFOs as we know them? And the answer from Benjamin Krem is yes, precisely. And another question, apart from those from Adamski, are there any other teachings that come from the Space Brothers? And the answer is, this is like every aspect of New Age thinking. It is a minefield and you have to pick your way very carefully through it all. There is authentic teaching, such as that of Adamski, but there is also a tremendous amount of glamour and illusion. The next question, what is the purpose of the Space Brothers' underground bases on this planet? What are they doing there? We have despoiled everything on this planet. All land, air, rivers, seas and oceans are polluted. The spaceships go down into the depths of the ocean and neutralize the pollution as far as they allowed. They have stored nuclear energy waste in the Atlantic and Pacific, and the Space Brothers do their best to nullify the effects of these terrible sources of toxic waste, so they have a lot to do. It is an ongoing process. They work in a similar way underground, which we have also saturated with our chemicals and nuclear waste. They have devices which can neutralize the worst elements of pollution, particularly that of high-level nuclear radiation. But they are limited by the law of karma in how much they are allowed to help us.
Are the Space Brothers involved in a healing work? Will they have any role in transmission meditation, or are they somehow connected with transmission meditation? And the answer follows. Do they have a healing role? Not per se. Are they involved in transmission meditation? No, not directly, but they are transmitters of cosmic and planetary energies to our hierarchy. Who distribute them through transmission meditation groups? They do not interfere in our life. They come to help. It is a rescue mission in which they are involved to save planet Earth and to save humanity from the terrible havoc that we have caused through nuclear radiation and all the ravages of the Earth, the forests and so on. It is a planetary mission rather than interfering in our daily lives. And the next question, will the Space Brothers help to teach us about the art of living? Indirectly, yes. They have a lot to say about the art of living, particularly the godlike emissaries from Venus. The beings of Venus are extraordinarily evolved. Sanat Kumara, the Lord of the World here on Earth, comes from Venus. The space people have much to teach humanity, but then so have our own spiritual hierarchy, Maitreya and the Masters. I do not think it is a question of choosing between this or that body of teaching. You will find it is all very similar. It is just difficult to do, or seems difficult to us.
Will the Space Brothers eventually have a public role in relation to humanity like the Masters do? The answer to that has to be no, but it is a qualified no. They do not want to take the place of our own hierarchy. Anything they do in the future in relation to helping Earth will be done from behind the scenes, showing what can be done. If necessary, they will be active agents of the new technology that they are helping to make real on Earth. This will happen when the time is right, when we have accepted certain principles, in particular the total abolition of war. They have a role, but they will not take the place of our hierarchy. They are too polite, too aware of the occult axioms, and too aware of how to live in relation to other people to infringe our free will by taking over. They will have an advisory status only on planet Earth. They have come to help. That is it.
And the next question is, Why are the Space Brothers helping us here instead of focusing on their own planet? The answer. They are conscious members of the Alliance, that is, the Confederation of Planets of our own system. They work not just for their planet or for any other planet, but for the growth and perfectionment of the system as a whole. That system is the body of expression of the solar logos. If their work entails helping Earth, so be it. That is what they do. If it were another planet, they would do the same. And the next question, what is our relationship to Mars that brings them here to help us? And the answer, it is a neighbouring planet at about the same level of evolution as Earth, although technologically far more advanced, so they can be of help. They like to help fellow planets who are lagging behind, who are in trouble, who are misusing nuclear energy and causing the planet and themselves to suffer. They have a great heart and wish to help humanity. They do it out of love.
According to a Second World War veteran who was in the Royal Air Force, he had many UFO sightings during the war. There was this phenomenon of so-called balls of light, or Foo Fighters, accompanying the aircrafts which were going to bombard Germany. Pilots thought those lights were secret weapons of the Germans, but German pilots saw the very same lights when they came to England, and they thought it was the secret weapon of the British. Could you explain what these lights were? All the space vehicles have listening devices, which may be 2 or 2.5 feet in diameter, and they can be directed from the spaceship itself, which might be about 30 feet in diameter. These devices are sent down and connected energetically with the mothership, and they have instruments that can read the reports, which are fed into very advanced computers. Our computers are ancient, backward things compared with the technology they have. These pick up data on everything, the quality of the air, the thoughts and ideas of individuals, if necessary. They may hover outside a room here and listen to this conversation, for example. Following an aircraft, they cannot be shot down. They have a force field around them. The spaceships, too, cannot be shot down. They also have a force field around them. They have often been fired at by fighter planes sent up to intercept them, but there is no way the rounds can penetrate the force field of the ship, so it is a waste of time and energy. These Foo Fighters do a job. I cannot tell you what the job is in every single case. It will vary from time to time. They use different devices for different purposes, but very common are the small discs for carrying information. I have seen them. I have ducked as they come so close. They do not mean any harm. It is just a kind of hello.
The India Daily newspaper reported many people from areas affected by the Asian tsunami seeing the UFOs a few days before the catastrophic event. People in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu, India's Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Indonesia's island of Sumatra reported seeing strange flying objects in the sky. In Port Blair, the capital city of Andaman Island, tourists saw silent flying objects. Remote areas of Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Sri Lanka also recently reported UFO sightings. Were these genuine sightings? The answer, these sightings were authentic reports of UFO activity. The spaceships were from Mars and were assessing the growing earthquake tension, pressure, and the possibility of a tsunami. Okay, scientists on the SETI Home project, which searches for signs of life in outer space, believe that a signal from space picked up 3 times by the Arecibo radio telescope in Puerto Rico may be a message from another world. Is the signal, in brackets named SHGBO2+14A, and located between the constellations Pisces and Aries, a deliberate communication, a signal emitted by an astronomical object, or radio interference or a system fault? Their reply, it is a deliberate communication from another world.
And so the next rather long question. In 1908, a massive explosion took place over Tunguska, Siberia. It registered over 5.0 on the Richter scale, was equivalent to 15 megatons of TNT, which is 1,000 times the atomic bomb that devastated Hiroshima, and levelled 1,000 miles of forest. Research later showed that the explosion took place 5 miles above the Earth's surface. There were similarities between the Tunguska explosion and a nuclear blast. At least 169 hypotheses have been suggested as to what caused the explosion. However, the most prevalent is that a meteor, comet or stony asteroid exploded. What caused the explosion? The answer is it was a huge meteor. Did Maitreya or the Space Brothers intervene to guide the object over the sparsely populated Siberian forest in order to spare the lives of countless people elsewhere? And the answer, yes, the Space Brothers intervened.
And now continuing, contacting the Space Brothers is the subheading. Was President Kennedy aware that the person advising him during the crisis points in his presidency was from Venus? Was Adamski involved? And the reply, President Kennedy was not aware of the Space Brothers per se, nor was he aware of the source of information. But he was aware of certain individuals in the diplomatic corps of America who were agents of the Space Brothers. He thought highly of their advice and information and acted on it. It was always given through that agency in the diplomatic service. Adamski himself was not actively involved. Likewise, President George W. Bush, when he was in office, was informed by such an agent in the diplomatic service that there would be an attack on America, the White House, the Pentagon, and major buildings, which, of course, came to pass on 9/11. They were warned 3 months in advance of this event and did nothing about it. That is the extraordinary thing, the difference between President Kennedy and Bush. Bush was told not to react to the events of 9/11. Of course, the first thing he did was to react immediately in the wrong way, and he declared an impossible war against terrorism, which has soured international relations ever since. He discolored his 8 years of office by invading Afghanistan and Iraq, and he turned America from a reasonably open democratic society to a near-fascist state.
The next question, do the leaders in the world know about the Space Brothers openly and quite explicitly? There are leaders around the world who believe in this phenomenon and do not know why the leading countries like America, Russia and the European nations fail to make it known. They do not want to do it themselves because they do not want to be out of step, but they think it is perfectly believable that the UFOs are from some place, not necessarily Mars or Venus, but some place outside our solar system. None of the UFOs, in fact, come from outside our solar system. They come from the planets of our own system. These leaders may not know that, but they do believe in the existence of UFOs and, in some cases, would like to make it known. These South American countries, especially Brazil, have suggested that the truth should be told, but nothing has come of it. Are there any Space Brothers working in the United Nations or in any governments? In the United Nations, certainly yes. In any governments, yes, and some, but not as many as you might think. Not in positions of power, but usually in advisory positions in the diplomatic corps of different countries, for example.
Next question, are we going to make closer contacts with UFOs? And the answer goes, yes, the hierarchies of all the planets are in communication. This is something which people should understand. We ourselves do not have that communication, but hierarchy does. Hierarchy is made up of masters of different levels and of disciples of even more varied levels. And from all these disciples, all these different grades of initiates, some may be part of groups who have been working with the Space Brothers. The Space Brothers have on this planet various people, like Adamski and others, who are used to bring the reality of the Space Brothers to the world, but also for other reasons, which I cannot go into. There are various aspects of this work which must be kept secret for the time being at least. They have a great work in salvaging, in helping to restore the equilibrium of our planet.
Thank you very much for listening to us today. That is all we have time for. If you would like further information, you could check out the book by Benjamin Krem, The Gathering of the Forces of Light, by either writing to us at PO Box 34491, Birkenhead, Auckland, or you could find information about that and other subjects on the website share-international.org. Love and blessings all.